Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest played pro hockey for 11 years and is an experienced teacher and coach who's also got a Bachelor of Science. Join us now as the head coach, general manager, and director of hockey operation for Okotoks Oilers of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Tyler Dice. Tyler, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tyler, when I read that and I'm thinking, if all of this is on a business card, that's got to be a two-pager. You've been a busy guy. How do you keep this all together?
Well, you know, it is tough, but, you know, I enjoy it. I remember in university when I was figuring out what I wanted to do, I was taking a couple business courses and stuff like that, and it just wasn't for me. So I wanted to make sure I got to interact with a lot more people and stuff like that. So I got an education degree, and it's just the kind of personality that I have that I like working with others and working with young student athletes and trying to make them better.
You mentioned university. I want to talk to you about that. You went the NCAA route. You're originally from Calgary, right? And then you made your way south to Minnesota to play at the University of Minnesota. How did you make that decision? And in retrospect, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it's just, you know, growing up here, and most of my peers went and played in the CHL and played in the WHL. And to be honest with you, it was one tournament. It was that Max tournament that I played in. I played in a couple of years, and, you know, I got a lot of exposure in that, and a lot of schools talked to me, and then just heavily influenced by my parents. And it was just one of those things where, you know, my mom and dad were more one of those ones. They liked the sports. They're a huge sports family, but they just wanted to make sure that I got some education out of what I was doing. And I just totally influenced by my parents. And you know what? Looking back at it, it was a huge decision and a really important decision. You know, I don't know if I'd be here if I didn't have that degree.
So you got a great opportunity of that, and now you go to the ECHL, and you played for a number of different teams. What was that experience like when year after year you're in different cities, but you're still playing professional hockey, the game you love? What was that like?
It was interesting, you know, especially coming from university where you're with a group of guys and it's pretty tight. And then when you get to professional hockey, it's different, right? Like it's a business, it's a job. You know, you have to be accountable for what you do on and off the ice. And because there is like that communication, it's you do it or you don't do it. And at the end of the day, that's when I learned, you know, playing pro hockey is how to be accountable for yourself. And it is about yourself because, you know, the communication might not just be there all the time. So you really have to worry about yourself and be focused on what you want to do. So it was interesting. You definitely grow up a lot when you play pro hockey.
Are there some fun stories that happened to you during that time that one day you're going to be able to share with your kids?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of them. There's I was in Hartford, so I was up there for training camp and stuff, and I got sent down. They won the Calder Cup that year. It was a really good team. And I got sent down to Charlotte, and that was my first year. So not knowing really too much about it, you know, it was a funny story. My coach was Sean Wheeler, and I got there in the first week, and they had a bad game or whatever, and so we knew we were going to probably get skated pretty hard, and we all lined up on the line, and we sat there, and he kind of, you know, said a couple choice words and stuff and started bag skating himself for about 45 minutes while we sat on that line. And I don't know, I've never seen that before, and we're all kind of laughing, but we needed to be serious. But he basically said, I can't bag skate you because we play tomorrow night, so I'll bag skate myself. So
message sent.
Pretty interesting.
Listen, back to your education. After you got your degree at Minnesota, you went into teaching at the Edge School for Athletics, and then you also went back to, I guess it was the University of Calgary, to get your master's in psychology. That I find that intriguing that you wanted to continue to get your education. How important was that in terms of what you're doing today?
Oh, you know, it's huge. And you know what, just growing up, and there's a couple things with me, you know, growing up as a hockey player, and I wish I was, you know, there's a couple things I wish I would have been, not that I was bad or anything, but concentrated on my nutrition and concentrated on, you know, having people to talk to. You know, when you throw something that you have a passion for, you know, the mental part of it is very hard and strenuous. So I always wanted someone to be able to talk to, just with the ups and downs of playing hockey, because it's such a passionate thing that, you know, a lot of Canadians and North Americans that do. And, you know, I just kind of felt like the more that I know and can relate to different kids and be able to talk to them and help them through their, you know, their good times and their bad times and keep them more on an even stale right there, that, you know, I could definitely be more of an influence and help them with their career and what they do in life.
I got to hand it to you, man, though. Through all your education, through all your years in the ECHL, university hockey, now you're getting it done in the CJHL as well, because Okotoks, the Oilers, the team that you're coaching right now, you guys are ranked second in the entire country. What's it been like for you out of the gate this year with this club?
You know, we got a pretty phenomenal group here. You know, it's one of those groups, it's a very focused group. Like, these guys are all focused, and two of the things that we kind of instill into these guys is being accountable and being professional at what they do. And these guys are focused, so every time that we get out for practice and stuff like that, and it starts with our leadership, but they work hard. They battle each other, they work hard, they make each other around the team better. So, and it's an easy team to coach. It's a remarkable group that we have here, and you know, every day they make each other better, and they compete, they work hard, and they enjoy coming to the rink, which is a big thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised they enjoy coming to the rink, because, listen, I've only been speaking to you for about the last 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm impressed. You're a bright guy, you've got a great, rich track record, and I certainly wish you the best, and who knows, maybe we'll see you at this year's RBC Cup. Thanks a lot for talking to us, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot, and you guys have a great day.
That was Okotoks Oilers head coach, general manager, and director of hockey development, Tyler Dice. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.